Galatians chapter 2, we're going to look at verse 20. We'll look at one verse tonight. We're going to look at the topic of giving life meaning. Giving life meaning. We have a acrostic to go with the word life. And there's probably a lot of things you could think of to go with those four letters, but we're going to look at a few here. Galatians chapter 2, we're going to look at verse 20. It says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, I ask that you'd be with us this evening. Please bless the service. Please help me as I preach. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So, I'm talking about giving life meaning. Giving life meaning. Seemingly now more than ever, people have a feeling of hopelessness. I remember just a couple years ago talking to a sheriff's deputy, and he said that suicide was on the rise. Just the calls they were getting for suicide. He said it used to be, you know, week or two or whatever. And he goes, it seemed like almost every day they were getting calls that because of suicide. And the fact that there's things a lot of times in life. You know, depending on what you're focused on, you know, life might seem to not have any meaning. But the thing is, we as Christians, there's some things that we have that others don't. And we're going to look at just a few things that help give life meaning. You know, there are those that are like, what's the meaning of life? You know, maybe somebody will think about what's the meaning of life. And we're looking at what gives life meaning. And like I said, it's goes with the letters of the word life. And we're going to see first love. Love brings meaning. Love brings meaning. 1 John 4:12, if we love one another, God dwelleth in us. And you think of the fact that how that love brings meaning to your life. You think of growing up. You know, we all started out as kids. You think of if you had a parent that loved you. Hopefully you had two parents that loved you. But you know, if you had parents that loved you, you might have a bad day, or you might be going through a tough time, but you knew that your parents loved you. The fact is, and I'm sure there were some that thought of taking their life and things like that, even back when I was a kid. But you know what? It wasn't that prevalent. You know, you had that home structure. That you know what whatever I'm going through, I know when I go home I'll be with people that love me, they care about me. And what in the fact that if you had that situation, you know that made all the difference. You think of being when you were a child. You think and also maybe as you got older and you got married. You know, you think of that—the love of a spouse. And once again, it's somebody that cared about you, somebody that loved you and cared about you, and it brought meaning to your life. And being able to be around them and be encouraged by them. You know, the many during the COVID situation, so many people that got sick and they passed away and no one was around. You know, due to the regulations, they ended up passing away, and no, they were not able to have loved ones around them. And how sad that was. But love brings meaning, and especially God's love. God's love brings meaning to our lives. And yet, we as Christians, we can experience God's love. You know, you might feel like, you know, no one cares. And I think there might be times where we feel that way. We think that no one cares. I believe many times that's not true. We just, you know, the devil convinces us that no one else cares. Maybe there is a time or two where that actually is the case. But you know what? Those of us that are saved, we're God's children. Those of us that are God's children, we have God's love. He loves you. And the fact is, even those that are lost, we know that God loves them too, and He wants them to be saved. And we can take that love, and you know, we can share it with others. We can share the gospel with them, so that they can experience that love also that He has for us. He has it for them too. We talked a little bit about that this morning, as far as showing compassion to others. Years ago, there was a radio broadcast where the preacher said, "Be kind to everyone because everyone's having a tough time." And in fact, and it was a cliche, kind of became a cliche, and you know, we'd switch it around, you know, be tough to everyone because somebody might be having a good time, you know, things like, and you know, just switching around, just being a kid. And but the idea that the older I get, the more I realize, you know what, that is true. You know, think, well, nowadays, you know, we think we're so self-focused. We say, well, be kind to someone because everyone's having a tough time. I was like, well, you know what, they're probably not having as tough a time as I am. Well, you never know. You'd be surprised what some people are going through that you don't have any idea they're going through. You know, we, you know, seemingly in 2021 we think, well, you know what, I don't think they don't have a care in the world because they didn't put anything on Facebook about they're having a hard time. But the thing is, there are those that are truly going through heartbreaking situations that we don't know anything about. You know what? If we knew about it, I would hope that we would have some more compassion for them. But you know what? We can have compassion on folks. You know what? Even they don't have to have a heartbreaking story that or something they're going through to show a little compassion and care for folks. Love brings meaning. Not only that, we see that. What else will bring life meaning? We see involvement. Involvement brings meaning. The Bible says, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." In John 15:5. Involvement. You know, there are those that get involved in many different things. Some folks get involved in, you know, wrap themselves up in work, and we call them workaholics. There are those that they enjoy volunteering. You know, I know some folks that volunteer for Habitat for Humanity and different things, and I have no problem with that, obviously. I don't know if it's obvious, but I guess I don't have any problem with Habitat. I remember the folks that work with them, they were telling me a story long ago. They said that they were working on a house, you know, if you go around town, you can kind of see, you know, kind of pick them out. They're decent, you know, square houses. And they said that they were working on it, And the girl that was getting the house, however that works, the new owner, she pulled up in her Mercedes Benz. And she had it, and it was her, and she brought some of her friends over, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna do this with this room, and I'm gonna get all this new stuff she's gonna get." And I think someone that was in charge said, "You can't do that. You can't come around here and basically come around your Mercedes Benz and talk about all the new stuff you're gonna put in this house." It's like, these people are volunteering to help you get this. It's like, so. It didn't stop her, but volunteering. There are those that enjoy that, and they get involved in it, and there are many good causes. But the thing is, when we need to, as Christians, we need to get involved in God's work. You know, there are those that can't do much. I remember growing up, there was a elderly woman in the church, and the church had given her a place to stay, a small apartment. And what she did, she as a kid everybody looks old, but I mean this lady, she was an elderly woman, she was a widow. And what she did was, she prayed for the preacher while I was out preaching, and she prayed. And that's what she did. You know, we say, well, what can that one elderly widow do? Well, she could pray, intercessory prayer. And there's power in that. You say, well, you know what? I can't do much. I can't get around like I used to. Who can? You know, we were out knocking on doors yesterday, and I told Sam, I was like, man, it seems like on Saturdays I start walking, and like, you know, Brother Brad, you know how it is. It's like, I just got to, like, I'm sore. And it's like, what's going on? Brother Brad and I'll talk about, you know, it's like, don't get old. And it's like, but it beats the alternative. But it's like, I have to get warmed up. You know, probably what I should do is, when we meet at the church, we should do stretches and then go out. That would probably help. But, man, I remember it just seems like yesterday. You know, it wouldn't make any difference. You know, I was, those of you who know me for years, I was never a specimen of fitness, if you will. I don't want to be too mean on myself. I don't want to hurt my feelings. But the thing is, it never seemed to bother me. You know, you could, you know, go out and walk in and things like that. And it's like, but now, man, it seems like, you know, it's catching up to me. So, But the fact is, we need to get involved. And you say, well, I can't do, I can't do this or I can't do that. And I used to be able to do that, and I wish I could still. But you know, we can pray. And you think, yes, we need to pray for your needs, and pray for the heartaches that you're dealing with. But you know what? We need to pray for each other too. Intercessory prayer. Lifting others up in prayer. Or helping get involved in different things around the church. Or getting involved in, like I mentioned, Saturday soul winning. You know, there are those that say, I remember, this has been years ago, but it, you know, people say, you know, they wouldn't be here for a few weeks. And then they say, well, you know what, I just don't feel like I'm part. You know, I feel like I'm part of the church. Well, it's like you haven't been involved in it, even showing up. I know, you know, during last year when we were out for a few weeks. You know, that was rough. You get up on Sunday morning and then it's like, what do I do with myself? You know, and get up and it's like, well, I'll watch myself on TV. You know, and I know it was like now we're on TV. You know, it's like it's broadcast across the nation. I build it up. But the idea that how different that was. And although we were broadcasting the preaching and things like that and Bible study, it just wasn't the same because we weren't together. But getting involved brings meaning. Coming and being a part. You know, if you don't feel like you're a part, we'll get involved. If you go to anything and you're not, if you're not a part of it, if you don't even get involved in it, you're not going to feel like you're a part of it. If you join any group, whatever it may be, you say, well, I just go and I sit there and watch everyone else, whatever, you name it. You know what you're gonna say? Well, I don't think I like this. I don't feel like there's any meaning in it. Well, you haven't done it. You don't get involved with it. You know what? But the thing is, those other things to get involved with, they're good and they're fine. There are good things and fine things to be involved with. But the thing is, the things of God are the most important things. We need to get involved. And like I said, it doesn't. It might not be what you might consider. A big thing, or whatever it may be. But that, like you say, just praying. You know what? That's not really a good statement. It gives the idea that it's like, oh, you can just pray. That's more important. That's important. I know I kind of came back around to it, but the fact is that you know what? We can get involved. We need to get involved. There's something that we can all do. And we need to get involved. And it'll bring meaning to you. You'll feel like, hey, you know what? I'll tell you what, and you know it too. You pray about something, and you take it to the Lord, and you're serious about it, and then the Lord answers that prayer and works on behalf of one of your brothers and sisters in Christ. Or something regarding the church. And you know what? You'll feel like you're a part then. You'll feel like, you know what? I prayed about that and God answered my prayer. And you write that in your journal and then put that date next to where God answered it. You know what? That'll make you feel like you're part. That'll give your life meaning. But not only that, we see the letter F, faith. Faith brings meaning. Faith brings meaning. 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Familiar verse of Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. Faith brings meaning to our life. We see that faith is what pleases God. How empty would our lives be if we just go through life focused on the temporal things? And all that you in the temporal thing, all that you can get, all there is to get from the temporal things. All the pleasures or money or whatever you put in, you name it, and it's like, you know what, I'm just going to focus on that, And you know what? You might be successful in the world's eyes. They might say there will be those that look at you and say, man, look at that guy, he's got it all together. Why? Because you're financially successful? Because maybe you've gotten some level of fame or recognition? But the thing is, we need to realize that faith brings meaning. We can have faith that He's there with us every step of the way. And not only that, for eternity. He has a home for us in heaven. And when we focus on the eternal and what's important, faith brings meaning. But not only that, we see the letter E. We see eternal values bring meaning. Kind of ties in with the last point, but eternal values bring meaning. Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You probably found it to be true. I've seen it. Those that have the most here on earth are many times the most unhappy folks. You say, and you might say, well, I know so-and-so, or, you know, they got quite a bit of money. You know, you might know the exception, but it seems like as a rule, if they're well off, they're not very happy. Many times it's for the simple fact they think everyone's out to get it from them. You know, it's like, oh, I got to guard my stuff. I don't want somebody to steal it from me. And I'm not advocating letting everyone steal your stuff. I'm not saying that. But the thing is, a lot of times they're not happy. And what do we always say? It's like, what do they have to be unhappy about? You know, they got money. They got, you know, a nice house and a fancy house and cars and all this stuff. But the thing is, a lot of times they're not happy. Just goes to prove that the temporal things, they might be enjoyable, sure. But the thing is, that's not what brings happiness. That's not what brings meaning to your life. There are those that focus on the money and that they let everything else in their life suffer. Their family, their relationships, and the fact that everything else suffers because they're just focused on, making money. That's, you know, the job or getting ahead or climbing the corporate ladder, whatever it is. That's the most important, and I'll be happy, and that gives me meaning if I do that. But we need to put the proper value on the eternal things. Was it only one life, so soon will pass? Only what's done for Christ will last. You know what? That's true. You know, one of these days, I did what I could for the Lord, and it doesn't seem like I accomplished much. And you know what? I didn't ever had a big bank account, but I followed God's will, and I did what I felt He was leading me to do, and I did it to my best of my ability. And you know, one of these days, when we stand before God, you know what? We'll be glad that we did that. When we stand before God, God's not going to be impressed with the size of your bank account. And I once again, I'm not preaching you shouldn't have money. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that it doesn't have its place. I'm just saying that not making it the main number one only thing in their lives. We need to make the things that are eternal important. When we do that, it'll bring meaning to our life. You know what? I think I mentioned it this morning. You know, when you lead someone to the Lord and you see them bow their head and they trust Christ, you know what? That brings meaning to your life. You know, when somebody trusts, you present the gospel and they trust Christ, you're not thinking, man, you know what? It's a good thing I got a big bank account right now. You're thinking, you know what? This is what's important. Here's a soul that isn't going to spend eternity in hell. The thing is, we can have that. There are things that we have that can bring meaning to our lives. We don't have to feel like we're useless, and there's nothing that I can, you know, that what, who cares, what makes the difference? You know, we can have meaning in our lives if we just focus on serving Him and the things that are eternal. So many folks think that there's nothing worth living for. What's the use? But you know, we as Christians, we don't have to feel that way. There's no need for it. There's so much that we can do for Him. There's so much that He's provided for us. if we just put everything in the right perspective.